Still good morning, so good morning.
Get your haircut?
Did I? I did last Friday. Yeah.
Doug, what's the status?
Thank you for noticing.
What's the status of Lane Johnson? Do you expect to have him? And on one side of the line, and are you going to stay with that guard rotation on the left side?
The first part of your question with Lane, right now he's in the protocol. And so, you know, I'll get more information this afternoon when the players come in and meet with the doctors. But that's where he's at coming out of the football game. And then going forward with the guard rotation, we'll continue that. However, we do anticipate probably Wiz getting a few more reps in there just based on his play in the last couple of weeks.
Has he been a better pass protector than you thought? Or has it just been the overall body of work?
Just the overall body of work. I mean, he's a pro's pro. I mean, this guy works extremely hard, and he does a nice job even when he's not in there. And when he's in there, he's making the most of his opportunities. But it's been the total body of work for him that's been the most impressive.
Big V play yesterday, and
who's that?
Big V. How did he play after Lane came out, and how much more prepared is he to take over than he maybe was last season?
Now, Big V came in and started the third quarter. We went down and got the points right away, and played good, played solid. And he's one that the more he plays, the better he gets, obviously. Even on a short week for him, not getting a ton of reps at tackle, to come in off the bench like he does, it's just a tribute to the way he prepares himself and the way he battles and gets better every time he gets out there.
With your understanding of it, is it even possible to get cleared in time for Thursday night game?
It's tough based on the protocol and the players have to go through. So again, I'll find out more this afternoon. But it's hard on a short week.
And so, as you put the game plan together, are you preparing for Vaitai to be in there at this point?
Going forward, I kind of have to. Again, on a short week like this, the players will be in today, and we got to work today, obviously, this afternoon and this evening. But I have to plan that way, going into this game.
The last 3 weeks, you guys have run the ball and stopped the run and had like 35 to 38 minutes time of possession. All those things, you just talk about how that kind of all works together, stopping the run, being able to run the ball, controlling the clock. It just seems like that's the blueprint right now.
Yeah, it's been a good recipe for us in the last few ball games. I think that it's important. I mentioned we need to establish the run, obviously, in football games to start. It just helps. It helps our offense, helps our offensive line settle into games. And when you see your defense, the three and outs that they do have and stopping the run, it can frustrate an opponent, as it would us, when you can't run the ball. So both have really attributed to the success that we've had these last few games. And our offensive line has done a really nice job at rising to the challenge against some really good defensive fronts too.
So what's been the key to stopping the run without Fletcher?
Just think the way the offensive line, the defensive line is, it's a vertical push defensive line. Our backers, really, even in this last game, really were able to shed and get off of blocks. And that's all important. And then you're seeing corners and safeties filling the gaps extremely fast. You're seeing Malcolm around the line of scrimmage making some tremendous plays. Jalen Mills, I know, has been in there, making some plays in our corners, filling the spot. So, all of that is a testament to the way the guys are seeing things, reacting, and then making the play.
Do you have Cox at practice for tomorrow?
I got to see again this afternoon. Like I said, the players won't be until 1. I'll get a better feel of where he's at. Would expect him at least to maybe go through the walkthrough this afternoon, but again, I'll find out more.
Doug, to what degree have you opened the playbook to allow Carson to have that freedom to step on the line and change in or out of whether it's a run or pass play?
We give them a little bit of flexibility there. However, it's things that we also work on in practice, and it's got to be within the game plan that we've discussed and worked on. We do have a system where it's just a take-it system where where I can just call the formation, get to the line quickly, bark out cadence, kind of see what the what Peyton Manning has done in his career, type of a thing. And then we have a run or a pass that Carson can get to. So, but everything is built into the game plan, specifically in situations like that for him.
How did it come about that Lane was concussed? Did he say something at halftime, or was there a play that?
It happened during the first half, and then he was diagnosed at halftime, and then therefore kept him out of the second half.
Okay. Do you log man versus zone? Matt, you've seen from defenses through five games, and do you know the breakdown?
What we're seeing?
Yeah.
Not really, because it's really predicated each week. Each week is every coordinator's different. For instance, the Chargers 2 weeks ago was more zone team. The Giants and even a little bit yesterday are man teams, even though Arizona played probably a little more zone than what we had expected. And this week is going to be another zone scheme. So it's really based on coordinator. We haven't seen that transition where you see a lot of two deep coverages or more zone coverages to either take away the run, you know, create eight man boxes, which we've seen, but it's just built into what the defenses are doing normally.
Do you think the skill set of your players allow you to will play in the fact that you will see multiple man zones because teams can't defend them because you do have man-beating players and you do have guys that can play versus zones as well?
It is a little bit harder. We've got Alshon who can be a big receiver, not only in man coverage but zone. He's a big target. Ertz has obviously presented, you know, safeties or linebackers, whether they play man or zone, some nice matchups there. And then you can see what you've seen, I think, with Torrey and even Nelson and even Trey yesterday. Trey caught the touchdown versus a man look. So it's a great job by those guys. And it does give, I think it does present some issues for a defense on how they want to defend.
You have three guys who are not playing household spots, who pretty much come in off the street and have really stepped in. And Jake Elliott and Rick Lovato, obviously, and yesterday Kenyon Barner. What do you attribute that success to? Like, who's finding them? And does it surprise you that you can come in off the street and have this kind of success?
Well, in all three of the cases, starting with Kenyon, obviously we know him. We've had him here before. And so really felt comfortable with bringing him back in and understanding, you know, what he can do. And he's just gotten better in these last couple of weeks, had great production in the game. In Jake's case, obviously he was a draft pick, you know, by Cincinnati. And so there's some film on him, some tape on him. And obviously our scouting department is aware of guys like that. Same way with Rick. We had him in here last year. With the Dornbos injury, with the wrist injury a year ago. And, you know, so we've been able to work with him. But, you know, we're constantly, I've stood up here and told you, we're constantly looking, you know, for guys and in situations where, you know, it's like Bryce Treggs, you know, Cleveland needed a receiver and Bryce Treggs is gone. So, they're everybody's looking, you know, for talent like that.
What is the biggest challenge is, and I'm sure there's multiple, playing a Thursday night game on the road?
Yeah, it's tough. The players really don't get any days off, any time off. We're back to work this afternoon with meetings, with practice, and same thing again tomorrow. So these are typically their time, you know, this is their time to rest and recover, and they don't really have it this week. So the balance is getting our work done on the field at the same time, allowing them to rest their legs, rest their bodies, do what they can to be prepared. And then the travel, the benefit of this week is obviously we get to stay in the Eastern time zone. We're not changing time zone. So that's a benefit, relatively short trip. So we just got to listen. It is what it is, and just got to get ready to go.
So the balance.
On on the offensive line, Vitae is the only backup tackle. Are you practicing Siamalu at tackle this week?
We will get him some more reps this week. Yes, for sure. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned last week that you wanted Isaac to take a step back, kind of like Nelson did last year. How much do you think that helps a player mentally to kind of be able to watch, you know, especially if they're struggling? I mean, is that more important than the physical part? You know what I mean?
I think it definitely is more than the physical. Even though the physical, you get the rep, and then you get to see yourself, obviously, at practice or in a game doing it. But being able to see it from afar, I think helps a player's, you know, mental psyche. You know, and in Isaac's case, you know, he's had a couple weeks now to see it from a distance, you know, I fully expect he'll be ready to go this week and prepared, and sometimes too, even on a short week, it's very beneficial for a player because they really don't have time to think. They can just go out and play, and next thing you know, you're playing in a game.
Doug, do you feel like you're at the point with the running game where you want to dial it up no matter what the opponent, no matter whether – I mean, Arizona's pretty good run defense coming in. San Diego statistically wasn't. But do you feel like you're at the point where you can dial it up against anyone and try to establish it?
Did we play San Diego this year?
You know what I mean, the Chargers.
I've said the same thing. So, you know, the run game is in a really good spot. Obviously, again, it's a great testimony and a testament to Coach Stoutland and the run game plan that he and the guys put together. And then it obviously ultimately falls on the offensive line and the way they're working and the cohesiveness and our backs are running extremely hard right now. All three of the guys in there are getting positive yards and. You know, for me as a play caller, it's obviously a comfort zone, and you know, to be able to dial up the same run over and over, it just so happened that yesterday I could actually call them back to back because they were successful. So it's coming together. It's you know, we still continue to work at it. We get, you know, each week it seems like we face a pretty good front. And it's no different this week, too.
How much of the balance that we've seen in play calling comes from you listening to your players? Does it seem like they really wanted to kind of even things out?
Yeah, I mean, I definitely listen to them. I listen to the offensive line. I listen to the quarterbacks, even sometimes the receivers, you know, even in the passing game. But really, ultimately, it comes down to Coach Stoutland, Coach Chung in the box, the guys that are seeing the run game, too, from a distance, you know, and making those necessary adjustments during the game and course the game. And like I said, we've got many run schemes, you know, multiple run schemes in every week, and it's just a matter of finding the one that clicks on that day, and then we can keep coming back to it. So, yeah, it's a great great testament to the guys that are putting all that together.
What has Sidney Jones been cleared to do physically?
Sidney just continue his rehab, and you know, he's right on track physically, and you know, just continue to work, but mainly just continue with his rehab with our training staff and our strength staff.
Is he running at all? Is he cleared to run?
He's been doing that part of his rehab a little bit, so he's slowly working himself back into that part of, you know, everything's staged out, and that's where he's at right now.
Why do you think you've been able to sustain significant injuries at all three units? Sturgis, Cox, Sproles, and Darby.
Yeah, I mean, it's listen. It's again, it's the guys that either we have brought onto the team or the next guy on the roster. These guys just it's the resiliency of the football team and you know the never quit, the don't quit mentality and the next guy up mentality. All those things we talk about as a football team, it's what you're seeing and. You know, the coaches are putting them in situations to be successful too on the field, and preparing them. You know, we prepare. You know, in the defensive line case, I mean, we're rotating those guys. So, really, you've got eight starters just about because they're all getting time in the game. So, the players take it upon themselves. They know the importance of getting themselves ready to play, and it goes down to, you know, all 53 on the roster that have to prepare themselves like starters and get themselves ready to go.
Malcolm Jenkins said last night that he was as worried about sustaining success and guys not becoming complacent as he was about attaining success, because he'd been on teams before where that had either happened or not happened. And he pointed to leaders in the locker room as new guys who might be able to keep that from happening. Within a minute or two later, LeGarrette Blount was talking about exactly that. Could you address the fact that you have added guys who have that sort of character? And does the short week help, not to sort of dwell on what you achieved?
It definitely helps in the standpoint of you really don't have time to dwell on, your past success. You can learn from it and lean on it, but we're turning around. We're practicing this afternoon, tomorrow. We're traveling on Wednesday, so there's not a whole lot of time. But I look at it, too, as the maturity of the football team and the leaders of the football team. And, we've got guys on this roster that have played in the Super Bowl, that have played in playoff games, coaches on this staff that have been in those games. And they know what it takes to stay focused. They know what it takes to stay grounded. Obviously, you're only as good as your last win or your last loss. In our case, we seem to be kind of in a little bit of a groove. And that's something, it is tough. It is tough because, these players are probably more out into the community. They're doing more appearances. And those are the things that we have to guard against as we go, complacency. And it's my job, obviously, to keep them grounded, to keep them focused, and come to work every day prepared. And I think that's what you're seeing, even in these last couple of weeks.
So do you address that, or do you ignore it?
I address it with the team, yes, for sure, for sure.
So you have anything new on Darby? Is he any closer to?
He's closer, yeah, he's closer. Yeah, he's getting it.